EDL Radio Encore.
Sit tight and listen keenly while I play for you another brand new musical biscuit.
I hope you realize you're playing a dime.
Listen, I'll bet you spend.
Everybody, and welcome to the East Anglian Video Radio Show for New Year's special. Yay! I hope our little big audio dynamite got you in the mood to party. And that's what we're doing. So grab yourself a drink or an eggnog or a tea or a coffee or a snack or whatever it is that is you're fancy, and enjoy the program. Now, as you know, I'm not Jeff. Now, last week, I was wondering where he was, and I owe you guys an apology because I put the wrong date of return in my date book, and that does not make me a very good co-host. So my apologies for that. Anyway, I do have his itinerary. He will be back in the middle of this week, and you will have him back all to yourselves. And it's going to be hard for me, though. I'm getting kind of used to this. I'm getting kind of used to having the studio all to myself and putting in whatever I want, posting whatever I want, playing whatever I want, saying whatever I want. But it will all come to an end on Thursday when Jeff returns into the captain's seat right here at East Anglians. But I hope you have been enjoying me filling in for him. It has been an absolute pleasure for myself to do so, and I hope that I bring to the table what Jeff always brings, and that is par excellent radio just for you. Now, like I'm saying, it is our New Year's Eve special, and so we have a few interesting things lined up for you. I'm just going to pop in the chat room and make sure people can hear me, and it looks like they can. So there you go. So, now before we begin, I do want to share with you a Happy New Year's message, and let me just bring that up for you. And here we are. I've got it. Like I say, this is our Happy New Year's message from us to you. We want to wish you a very warm and joyful New Year. May your journey always bring in many memorable times. God bless you with love and care. A year of bittersweet memories has passed. May this New Year bring immense joy and fun to your life. May you reach new heights of success. Happy New Year. May this new year bring you the happiest and most beautiful times for you. Wish you a very happy new year. A new year, new start, new beginning, and the preparation for the next year. Happy New Year. Let this new year be filled with the happiness, joy, and prosperity for you and all your loved ones. Happy New Year. Wish you have a great year ahead. It is time to make New Year resolutions and break them. It is time to make the same mistakes over and over again. It is time to act crazy and show the world what happiness is all about. Turn a deaf ear to what the others have to say. Get it? Turn a deaf ear. You just have got one life to live, so live it your way. Dump all your worries away this year. Have a wacky new year. May you keep up the resolutions you make. Do away with the mistakes you commit. Inculcate new values in you. Build a strong foundation for success and shine like a star. Wishing you a happy new year. Change is the way of life. Challenge is the aim of life. This new year, take up the challenge to bring about great changes into your life and happy new year. Leave the digested behind, for there lies a feast ahead. Happy New Year. Isn't that nice? There is nothing as a good year or a bad year. It is about how you mold it. Have a learned new year. New sunrise, new day, new month, and a new year. Start the year with a smile and forget the fear. This is New Year, which you may achieve whatever you wish. Stay blessed with all the bliss. Wishing you a very happy New Year. May the coming year be filled with peace, happiness, and great health, with lots of luck and loads of wealth. Wishing you and your family a very happy new year. In the new year, enjoy the simple pleasure. Make memories out of the moments. That's the only treasure you may have, and may you have an awesome year ahead. Wishing you and your family again, a Happy New Year. Be ready, as it is time for celebration. New Year brings new hope and aspiration. Have a fantastic year filled with peace and health, with lots of love and loads of wealth. Wishing you a Happy New Year. May this year excel in whatever you do, explore new opportunities, and reach the utmost path of success. With lots of luck and hope, a very Happy New Year to you. Many years have come and gone, but this year was especially very special. We wish you a double dose of happiness, fortune, success, and health, topped with lots of true love for the coming year. Have a splendid year ahead and Happy New Year. Together, let us welcome the new year with smiles on our faces and twinkles in our eyes. Let us come together, all that our future holds for us in the coming year. Let us celebrate the coming year. Happy New Year to you. The year is new, and so are our hopes and our aspirations. May we be able to keep up to our new resolutions with high spirits. Here are some warm wishes to you for the coming new year. Happy 2013 to you and your loved ones. Here is wishing you a great, prosperous, and blissful year ahead of you. May the coming new year be bright, energetic, and be filled with delight and full of surprises for you. Best of luck at making your New Year resolutions and also keeping them. Happy New Year to you. Our wishes for you are, may you have a great start in January. May you find love and true love in February. May fun be filled in your life all through March to June. May troubles never find your way all the way through July to September. May your October and November have in store a special good news for you. And finally, may December make you look back and think about what a wonderful year you had. Happy New Year to you. And that, of course, is from me and Jeff. But yeah, resolutions. Have you guys made any, are you planning on making any resolutions? I hope not. I can't remember the last time I made maybe I was 10 or 11 or something. I don't know. But no, I really don't believe in New Year's resolutions. They tend not to work out very well. Just ask this fella.
Hello, Ross. I hope you're doing well. I am making this video for you. You know, future me. Every year I make New Year's resolutions that I intend on keeping, but for the life of me, I can't remember one from last year. So that's why this year, I'm making them on video. Here we go. Resolution number one, eat healthier. Number two, don't be douchey about how healthy you're eating. No one likes those guys. Number three, don't care so much about what people think, because people like people who don't care what they think. Four, go to the gym or cancel your gym membership. I want to keep this one, so I gave us an out. Five, do more stuff for charity. She's a sweet girl. Six, meet someone named Charity so that last joke works. Seven, don't worry as much about the small things. I'm worried that last one might have led you to do something bad that had you been worried about it, you wouldn't have done. Nine, forgive us for breaking that last one so quickly. 10, get a girlfriend. Don't fuck this up. 12, get over my fear of commitment. 13, get over my fear of getting over my fear of commitment. 14, stop smothering her. 15, of course she left you. You called her 15 times in a row. 16, well, if there wasn't another guy before, there certainly is now. 17, calm down. Maybe it's nothing. Just show up to her house and say what's up. Salad dressing. I don't know why I wrote that. 18, don't cry in front of her. 19, high five the guy. Don't show you're hurt. Maybe a cool man hug or something. 20, stop crying in front of him. He doesn't want that. 21, offer to buy him a new shirt to replace the one you stained with tears. Pick up the remnants of her picture you ripped up and say goodbye. 22, don't curtsy. 23, apologize for curtsying. 24, get a new girlfriend. 25, stay emotionally distant. Make her want it. 26, never trust again. 27, bump into ex-girlfriend at store. 28, try not to smile when she looks terrible. Avoid telling her that leaving you was the worst decision she ever made. Okay, tell her. She knows. 32, learn to cook. 33, don't pick up that phone. She's just trying to get back in your life. 34, salsa dancing lessons? I put a question mark next to this one because I'm not sure how serious I am about it. 35, don't give in to her sob story over the phone or agree to meet her at the motel. 36, come to the motel prepared. She seems to have lost it a bit and you don't know what's going to go down. 37, tell her to put down the gun, that you could work this out. Seduce her if you can. 38, seduction lessons. If that's a thing. 39, look into if seduction lessons are a thing. 40, using your seduction lessons, seduce the gun away from her. 41, as you kiss her, shoot her. 42, don't panic about the sirens, it was self-defense. 43, I'm putting salsa lessons back on here. It'll be hard, but I think I'll thank me for it later. 44, salsa out of the motel past the cops. It worked for June Carey in The Mask. 45, you're right, that was samba. Regret not taking samba lessons instead. 46, try not to wince when police open fire on you. It looks less cool. 47, take more pictures. Just got this great camera. Use it. 48, say Rosebud as you're dying. One person will get it. Totally worth it. Go out how you live. 49, remember, cool corpse position. And last but not least, 50, floss. You know why. Salad dressing. Now I remember, we're out of salad dressing. That doesn't belong on here. Happy New Year.
And I don't think those are the kind of resolutions I'm really going to make. But like I say, it's a lot of fun trying to... It's fun making resolutions. It's not fun keeping the resolutions. So, on that note, I don't think that resolutions are really the way to go. But sorry, I'm kind of over the map here. I'm just trying to bring something up. Now, there's a lot of questions out there about what the new year will bring, what will happen in the new year, what people hope for in the new year. I don't know what I hope for in the new year. What, do I want world peace? Of course. But do you think that's a reality? No, it's not. There are a lot of people out there, whereas there will be no happy new year for them. Look at what's happening in the Middle East. But you know what? Right now, I'm trying to avoid talking about that. Yeah, I'm not a whole lot of fun at New Year's Eve parties, hey? Want to talk about the Middle East on New Year's Eve at a party with a drink in hand? That's not always the most biggest icebreaker, as it were, especially when you're meeting somebody and, maybe they're, I don't know, a little on the strange side when it comes to the Middle East. But anyway... Now, there is an article in here. This pertains to social media. And what are the predictions for social media? You know, because the social media as we know it today, it's not been around for very long. When you think about it, like Facebook and Twitter, for example, they came into being less than a decade ago. They've only really gained public consciousness over the last 5 years. No, and that's the same for the newcomers like Instagram, Tumblr, and Quora, the oldest of which is just 5 years old out of those ones. Now, the composition of this young social media ecosystem changes every year, and of course, 2013 will be no different. Social media companies will inevitably introduce new tweaks and features. It's going to enrage us, excite, and confuse us. Because just when we think we've mastered one of our social media applications, well, they go and they change it again. And anybody who is a user of Facebook can attest to that. But, you know, that is the nature of the business. Things change very fast. As we turn the corner into 2013, Voted Up will be monitoring the shifts with a focus not just on the specific platforms themselves, but on the industry as a whole. Now, here are some questions we'll be keeping our eyes on, along with some predictions. Will Twitter keep growing? Now, hang on. Oh, that's better. Well, ever since Twitter became more than just a forum to share updates about everyday life, for example, I'm brushing my teeth, those following the platform have wondered if it could move beyond its existence as an insider network and gain mass adoption. it is getting there, because earlier this month, Twitter announced that it hit the 200 million monthly activity mark. Wow. 200 million monthly activity mark. Wow, that's a lot. Now, this is an important step towards the mainstream, but still, it's just one-fifth of the active users claimed by Facebook. That leaves Twitter in an odd zone between niche platform and mainstream social media sites. Now, in 2013, we'll find out if Twitter can continue its impressive rate of growth and shed the inside baseball label for good, or whether it has hit a ceiling and remain where it is today. Now, I'm finding this interesting because I use a lot of these social media sites. I don't go on Twitter and say, yeah, I just brushed my teeth. No, I don't do that. But I do like to promote things on Twitter. I like to promote various radio shows, for example, from Blog Talk Radio. I like to share articles. I like to go on Twitter and look for things, too. And the thing is that social media is really changing the way that we interact. And I'm just going off on an aside here, because I'll tell you, I get more news sometimes from Facebook than I do, say, from the National Post or the New York Times or any of the other mainstream media sites. Yeah, I can go into Facebook and somebody will find something, and it's so obscure. It's like, wow, you would never find it in mainstream media. I like that. I like finding the obscure and the unique, the different, and the relevant. So I really do enjoy Facebook for that. Now, will Twitter continue? Well, like they say, whether or not it hits the ceiling, we'll see. But the active boom, it will continue. Now, what about social media? Will that lose its magic? I don't think so. Because there has been a lot of talk lately about what scale and the demand for it have wrought upon the world of social media. You know, there's further readings that you can read by Anil Dashes, the web lost. You know, in discussing the problem, Giga OM Matthew Ingram pointed to an essay by Dick Jates Levine, which looks at the broadcast and fiction of social media. Levine wrote that large social networks are focusing on creating experiences more friendly to brands, meaning they're prioritizing features which enable brands to speak to many as opposed to working on how to better facilitate conversational experience. Now, the changes will lead to more users and more money. And like I say, look at Facebook if you're a Facebook user too. Look at the advertising. More and more companies are advertising on social media sites than ever before. You know, these changes, they will lead to more users and more money, but they will forsake some core features that brought the platforms to the dance in the first place. Social media remains a place where seemingly anyone can have a voice, but a shift towards broadcast and brands makes you wonder if that magic element of it will endure. Their prediction here, the magic takes a hit, but it remains intact. Will we pay attention to the way social media is affecting our real lives? And this is a very interesting one. And I have an experience. I did a show on Friday, and the content of one of the segments of my show that I did was not well received by a few individuals, and they let me know via social media, under no uncertain terms, did they enjoy the topic matter. And I thought, well, okay, you know, glad you told me. But it kind of stays with you when you get criticism like that. Like, I woke up this morning, and that was the first thing that entered my head was the criticism I got, because I was discussing subject matter that they disagreed with, and they let me know. So does it affect your real life? Of course it does. And we have a very good example here as well. Now, this is after the murder-suicide of his teammate, Jovan Belcher. Kansas City's Chiefs quarterback, Brady Quinn, took to the podium to address the media. "We live in a society of social networks and Twitter pages and Facebook," he said. "We have contact with our work associates, our family, our friends, and it seems like half the time we're more preoccupied with our phones and other things going on instead of the actual relationships we have in front of us. Hopefully people can learn from this. Not to suggest that social media is responsible for Belcher's actions, but there is a reason Quinn said what he said. Because as we grow more attached to social networks and indeed our phones, it's hard not to see the impact that easy access to social channels is having on our lives. Social media brings us together online, but in some sense, it pulls us apart in real life. Try to remember the last time you were in a conversation with someone and found yourself competing with a phone for attention. Chances are, it was probably not too long ago. So with sites like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter growing easier to peruse and participate in via phone, the temptation to zone out while in the presence of family, friends, and coworkers will grow even more difficult to resist in 2013. And of course, we have the VS smartphone usage. That is surging. I don't know how many of you people out there have a smartphone, but it seems every time I turn around, I see someone with one in their hand. Now, the penetration of the smartphone, it's increased by 24% as of 2012. Now, this is according to the research firm eMarketer. It's expected to grow another 18% in 2013. Now, that's a lot more smartphones in circulation, ready to interrupt or cheapen a lot more conversations. Soon, the effect of this new reality will be hard to ignore. But will it happen in 2013? The prediction? No. We won't pay attention in 2013, but this issue is still not going away. And now, the fourth question. Will there be a breakout social media site in 2013? And I just brought this up, and everybody knows this drill as well. Like I say, as soon as you get familiar with one social media site in the application, a new one comes along and you're back to square one. Well, you know, something happened in 2012. Venture capitalists funded consumer sites and mobile companies 42% less than they had in 2011. Wow. Now, Fred Wilson, he's a New York-based VC and investor in Twitter, Tumblr, and Foursquare. He tried to make sense of the numbers and noted that these days it's just more difficult to build a site that commands big audiences. We are almost 20 years into the consumer web, and we have large platforms that are starting to suck up a lot of oxygen. Google, Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Twitter, eBay, Yahoo, AOL, Craigslist, WordPress, LinkedIn, together make up a huge amount of the time spent online, he writes. Consumer behaviors are starting to ossify on the web, and it is harder than ever to build a large audience from a standing start. So in other words, what he is saying is that one factor playing into the decreased investment is that VCs have less faith that a new company can uproot the dominance of the sites that we just mentioned here. And further, the amount of time we spend on those sites makes it very difficult for a newcomer not directly competing with any of them to create its own space and command a chunk of our time. Now, of course, less investment means we're less likely to see anything profound, I think. It's in 2013. So the prediction is no. The big players Wilson mentions won't dominate forever, but they will in 2013. So there you go. But like I say, social media, it's so important to us. I mean, look at us, huh? Look at us all here gathering around a computer. Would this have happened even 5 years ago? No, I don't think it would have. Would have it happened maybe even 2 years ago? I don't know. But social media does play a huge role in our lives. And like I say, it is dominating. And it's also affecting, like I you know, my personal experiences. Social media has its drawbacks. It can hurt your feelings. It can break your heart. It can leave you wondering, can you handle the criticism out there in what you are doing? Facebook is very, very interactive. It's also a 2D medium. You do not see facial expressions. You do not hear the inflection in one's voice when you are communicating. Is what you're typing going to be misconstrued? Did you put that smiley face on there, meaning you're kidding? Did you give a thumbs up, meaning that you actually liked it? Maybe you're not a very good typist, and for the life of you, you cannot, no matter how hard you try. People just don't seem to understand what you're trying to say. But social media and where it will be going in 2013. So I thought that was an interesting article. I thought I would share that with you. Now, let's take a little bit of a break here, shall we? I've got, what have I got here? I got something a little nice, and I think you'll enjoy this too. This is by Diana Krall, and this is her New Year in New York City.
Bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you, or will I be among the What are you doing?
And I forgot to tell you guys to grab a dance partner for that. Hey, that's okay. I'm dancing with my dog. She's sleeping on her dog bed behind me. Hey, Brandy, did we have a dance? Yeah, we had a dance, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Now, there you go. Now, with New Year's Eve, of course, comes New Year's Eve and New Year's Day traditions. Now, I've got a list here of some of the more odd traditions that are carried out throughout the world. I have got the top 9 strange ones. Now, if you want to be a little culturally bold this year, maybe you want to try a couple of these guys. Let's find out how some people in some countries celebrate New Year, shall we? And then let's see how unique they are. Now, a lot of these traditions, they're going to take place all over the world on the 31st of December. For example, in South America, residents, they all wear brightly colored underpants. And those who wear red are hoping for love in the new year. Those who choose to wear yellow are wishing for money. In England, I don't know if this is particularly weird, but they do have a tradition called first foot. And that is whoever crosses your threshold right after the new year, whoever that is, that depends. If it's a newlywed or a bride in particular, that means really good luck. If it's a pregnant woman, that too means very good luck. And if it's a tall, handsome man with dark hair, that is also very good luck. So those are usually the three types of people, that others would like to see cross their threshold in the new year. So there you go. That's in England. In Denmark, many of them leap off chairs at midnight, hoping to ban all bad spirits in the new year. They also have a very loud and destructive way of celebrating the new year. They break dishes. That's right. People throw their old dishes onto their friends' doors on New Year's, and the one with the most dishes outside their door, well, he's the one with the most friends. Now, in the Philippines, it is a tradition that Filipinos focus on all-around things, and I don't mean all around, I'm sorry. You know what they do? They focus on round things. They consume round fruits, such as grapes, and wear clothing with round shapes, such as polka dots. The round shape reminds and celebrates the roundness of coins as they hope for prosperity in the new year. So there you go. In the Philippines, they like round things. Now, in Spain at midnight, Spaniards, they consume 12 grapes and try to consume all of them by the time the clock stops chiming. In Belarus, unmarried women compete at games of skill to determine who will get married first in the new year. One game involves setting piles of corn in front of each of these unmarried ladies, and then there is a rooster. What happens? They let the rooster go, and whichever pile the bird approaches first is believed to be the one who is to be married first. That's interesting. In Germany, in Austria, Germans and Austrians pour lead as a tradition, which includes using molten lead like tea leaves. The lead pieces are poured into a bowl filled with water, leading the lead to form shapes, which predict what is going to happen in the new year. For example, if the lead forms a ball, it means good luck. If it looks like an anchor, it means you will need help in the new year. And if it's a cross, it means death. Ooh, don't like that one. In Ecuador, usually when you burn someone's picture, it means bad luck. However, in Ecuador, the fiesta includes all the locals gathering together with pictures that represent something they do not want in their new year from last year. and thus they burned that picture. In Chile, there is a city. It's called Chalca. People participate in a mass on New Year's Eve, and then they all go visit the graveyard to set up their chairs and wait for the year to arrive with the dead. Well, that doesn't sound like a, all right. Well, in Chile, they go visit the graveyard. Hey, it's a lawn chair party at the graveyard, guys. Let's go. Interesting. In Puerto Rico, when it's New Year's Eve in Puerto Rico, they throw buckets of water out the window to clean the old year out. They also clean their homes and decorate them, as it is supposed to symbolize the cleaning of the spirit. So there you go. That's just a few examples. Of course, we have in the United States, which is not an oddball tradition, but it's probably one of the more famous traditions around the world that everybody knows about, and that is the dropping of the crystal ball in Times Square. Every single year, people gather in Times Square to watch that crystal ball drop down. That is a huge event, and that is actually seen all over the world. And that pretty much sets a precedent for everybody on the planet because it is, of course, it's televised. And I know that here in Canada, when we are, the area I'm in, we're in the same time zone as the United States. So in my neck of the woods, it is tradition that we turn on the TV to watch that crystal ball drop. And to us, that is the new year, and that is when we turn to our partners and we kiss each other under the, not under the mistletoe, but in a lot of countries, the custom of kissing the first person you see usually means that's the person you want to be kissing for the rest of the year. So that's why you see the boyfriends and the girlfriends, husbands and the wives, wives and wives, husbands and husbands. But there you go. So I thought you'd be interested in a few events that take place on New Year's Eve. Now, there are a lot of people who do not celebrate New Year's Eve. And, of course, we all know the usual suspects there. Yes, those are Muslims. They do not celebrate New Year's Eve. They do not, of course, engage in any activity to do with our pagan holidays at all, including Christmas. They do not have the Christmas tree. They do not exchange gifts. They do not reply Merry Christmas in turn. As a matter of fact, they are forbidden from purchasing anything that the kuffar purchases to indeed celebrate Christmas and New Year's Eve. Now, there is a move here for a Muslim, and let me see, I'm just trying to see where he's from. He is trying to make a move for a celebration ban in Kyrgyzstan. Now, that is a country that is part of the old Soviet Union, and he is pushing for a ban on New Year's celebrations.
Have called for a stop to New Year celebrations. The Kyrgyz Muslims Religious Administration issued a fatwa against the New Year as the celebrations are unrelated to Islam and are too expensive.
This New Year is not a religious holiday. It is not related to Muslims at all. In our religion, we have only two holidays, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, as well as Juma, Friday prayer. Only those are our holidays. The rest is not about Islam.
The clerics from the predominantly Muslim former Soviet country said the money would be better spent on other things.
It would be better to spend this money, which the state or people spend on New Year, elsewhere. They may have relatives who live a poor life. It would be better to help them instead. Buy something useful. There are those people who celebrate this New Year, spend money on it, while at the same time, they have their kids going to school without enough school materials or school bags or clothes. But they still celebrate this New Year.
In the Soviet Union, the New Year was traditionally the year's biggest holiday. Even in Orthodox Christian countries, such as Russia, today the New Year holiday is more widely celebrated than Christmas. Celebrations include appearances by Father Frost, costumes done by children, and a hearty meal. While some will listen to the clerics and skip the New Year celebrations, many in the country's capital of Bishkek believe the fatwa to be wrong. I think it is wrong. Everybody will still celebrate the New Year. They think people will eat non-Muslim food or go out to the street to light fireworks and cause harm to each other. They see only bad things about the New Year. But I think you can find a lot of good things about the New Year and make a very happy New Year celebration. Despite the fatwa by the chief Muslim authority, New Year remains an official public holiday in Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan. They want to take away New Year's. Well, what a bunch of bums, huh? They just don't seem to know how to have any fun whatsoever, don't they? I don't know. But you know what? We have part two of 50 New Year's resolutions. Let's have fun with that.
Hello, Ross. It's me again. You. Last year, I made a video of 50 New Year's resolutions that I wanted to make sure I kept, and it worked perfectly. Thanks, me. So that's why this year, I'm going for two in a row. Here we go. Resolution number one, live a more active lifestyle. Number two, tell people how active the lifestyle you're living is. It's inspirational. Number three, inspire people. Four, realize that last one killed two birds with one stone and give yourself a pat on the back. Number five, pat yourself on the back more often. It feels good and could be a good conversation starter when people ask why you're hugging yourself. Six, enjoy the little things. You're taller than them and that should feel good. Seven, find out what the big deal about Minecraft is. Eight, look down on those who don't get what the big deal about Minecraft is. Nine, craft some minds. 10, organize more get-togethers with friends. 11, stop using Facebook event invites. Everyone ignores those now. 12, overcome your crippling social anxiety. 13, tell people how you feel about them more. It'll make them feel special. 14, don't take it personally if some people can't make it to your get-together. They can come to the next one. 15, enjoy the company of others. 16, try not to excuse yourself and hide in your room when avoiding questions like, is there any more ranch dip? 17, there is. That was a close one. 18. Learn a good party joke to tell. 19. Don't be mad. Maybe no one is laughing because they didn't hear you. 20. Tell it louder. 21. Try not to tackle Aaron when he yells out that he heard it the first time. It just wasn't funny. Try to play off the fight like you guys were just messing around like buddies. 23. See if you can calm everyone down when they notice Aaron is unconscious. 24. Tell a joke to lighten the mood. 25. That was the same joke. Remember to learn a second joke. 26. Convince everyone that Aaron is okay by hoisting him onto your shoulders and walking him around like Weekend at Bernie's. 27. Watch Weekend at Bernie's again. It's been so long. 28. If they don't like your Bernie bit, yell at everyone that they ruined the party and kick them all out. 29. Learn to do more things with your hands, like plumbing or carpentry. 30. Apologize to everyone in a long-winded Facebook post. 31. Invite them over again. This time it'll be different. When no one shows up, go to Aaron's place. 33. Play it cool when you see that everyone came to his party instead of yours. 34. Use what you learned about plumbing and carpentry to break into the house through the bathroom window. 35. Apologize to the group of girls using the bathroom. Try and make a joke about that Beatles song. 36. Sing a few bars. They don't get it. They're too young. 37. Stop explaining the joke and head into the party. 38. Act like you belong. Small talk, gentle laughter, etc. You know, normal human behaviors. 39. When you bump into Aaron, pretend it's funny that you ran into each other. 40. Ignore his questions about how you got in and compliment him on his sweater. Ask if it's cotton, Banana Republic, etc. 41. Don't yell back at him. He's the one causing the scene. You just came for a good time with some friends. 42. When a group of guys try to escort you out, pretend like you're just messing around like buddies. 43. Learn some cool new words. I'm always impressed when someone has a very strong vernacular. 44. Remember resolution number 13, and using some of your new words you learned, tell them them what you think of them to make them feel special. 45. Explain what mouth-breathing troglodyte means. 46. As their grip tightens, struggle harder and yell your new joke. If no one laughs, yell it louder. 47. Try the first joke again. 48. That guy gets it. 49. Dust yourself off after they've thrown you out and pat yourself on the back again. Successful party. And last but not least, 50. Salad dressing. Oh, damn it! I can't believe I forgot that one!
Mouth breathing a troglodyte. I like that one. Oh, well, there you go. And those are just a few suggestions for perhaps your resolutions, as it were. Now, I have an article here. This guy is funny. His name is Chuck Brown, and he is actually, he doesn't live too far away from me up the road here. But he writes these most funny articles. And he wrote one for, of course, 2013. It's Hello 2013. We thought we'd never see you again. As we close up another calendar, be it cute kittens, sexy firefighters, or scenic golf holes, it's nice to have a moment to reflect on the year gone by and look forward to the year ahead. Now, this year is a little different. This year, all that many of us are thinking is rejected by another so-called apocalypse. But don't be sad, because the world didn't end when it was supposed to. Surely we humans will do our part to try to bring on some other doomsday scenario that doesn't rely on man's or their unreliable calendar. If there's one thing us people are really great at, it's destroying the world. And 2013 just might be our year. For example, we are melting Arctic sea ice even faster than scientists have thought possible. High five to all of us overachievers out there. Now, I realize some people say global warming and climate change pose a risk to things like polar bears and all life on Earth. But if melting the ice caps is such a terrible thing, we could simply refreeze them if we wanted to. Scientists say all we have to do is mess with the atmosphere a little, inject it with some sort of atmospheric steroid, and it will block sunlight and cool the planet back down. Now, with this technology available, dare I say, maybe it's time we invented the supersized Hummer. And isn't it just the world around us that we're trying to destroy? No, it isn't just the world around us. We, the people, are also doing a fantastic job of destroying ourselves from the inside out. For example, in 2012, a Stanford geneticist said humans are getting dumber. He said, if an average Athens citizen from 1000 BC came to live amongst us, he would be the brightest person alive. I guess so. I mean, he invented time travel. Then again, if he's so smart, why would he come to 2013? We don't even have Twinkies anymore. And that's true. We don't have Twinkies anymore. Our Twinkies are all gone. Now, for real proof that we're getting dumber, just look at our world of the year, our word of the year, rather. According to the Oxford American Dictionary, our 2012 word of the year, or WOOTY, is GIF. All right, you want, like, what? Well, this is how he reacted, too. G-I-F, W-T-F, I-D-K, O-M-G. Apparently, G-I-F, if you're wondering, is an acronym for Graphics Interchange Format, which is also an acronym for those funny little moving pictures on your computer screen that your friends send you in emails, you know, like Honey Boo Boo making a funny face. Now, this is our world in the year 2012. GIF is technology that has been around since the 80s when we had words of the years with much more gravitas. Words like glasnost, ozone layer, and grody to the max. Okay, so 2012's word of the year is totally lame. Maybe the runner-up is something a little more cerebral, thoughtful, or dignified, but just maybe. But you know what? It's not. The runner-up to GIF is yet another acronym, YOLO. It stands for You Only Live Once. Its origins go back to the philosopher Drake and his song, The Motto. Now, YOLO might seem like another poor choice as a word of the year, but those four little letters have actually changed people's lives. If I had a dollar for every time YOLO had been invoked by a scientist pushing for a cure for cancer, or a Paralympian looking for motivation during a pre-dawn training session, I would probably have to just about zero. I'd have $0. But if I had a dollar for every time some drunken guy invoked YOLO before stripping down and running in onto a professional sports playing field, I'd be a wealthy, wealthy man. So to recap, 2012 was the year of the GIF and also the year the world did not end through destroying the planet. But you know what? That may remain on our to-do list for 2013. If 2012 was a good year for you, I wish you more prosperity in the year to come. If 2012 was kind of grody, take heart. By this time next year, your whole world could be upside down, and not just because humans finally destroyed gravity. Like, look at us now. This whole man apocalypse thing will be a distant memory at this time next year. Things change. We move on. Remember, in December 2011, none of us had ever heard of gangman style. And I predict that by December 2013, we'll have pretty much forgotten it too. But his last words by Chuck Brown is HNY, and that's GIF for Happy New Year. I thought that was kind of cute. Now I do have a pretty good song here. I think you guys will really enjoy this one. This is by Kid Rock. Happy New Year.
I must be crazy. Don't sweat that small stuff. Kiss me, baby. Yeah, it's September. But with you here, every night is a happy new year. Happy new year. Happy new year. Let's raise a glass. Cheers to you, dear. I'm so glad that I found you here. You could be my, be mine. Happy new year.
Happy new year. I thought that was pretty darn bouncy. There you go. I hope you like that too. Now, we seem to be, really sticking on a theme here for our New Year's special, don't we? And that, of course, is resolutions. Now, I just want to share with you some of the popular New Year's resolutions, and one of that is getting into shape, of course. We always want to do that. We want to get more organized. We want to give up smoking and we want to give up drinking. We want to get and change a job. We want to keep a check on expenses and pay down debt. We want to buy a home. We want to renovate our home or we want to relocate to a new home. Many of us want to find a mate. Many of us want to learn something new. Enjoy more travel time. Spend more time with family, work on a hobby, and of course, help others and doing a service to society. Now, those are the more popular New Year's resolutions. I don't think I have ever made any of these my resolutions because I'm the biggest, freaking most laziest person you are probably ever going to meet. Getting into shape, I'm all right. Getting more organized, let me see. Where'd that go? If you could see my desk, you know, that is a no-go for me. Giving up smoking and drinking, well, all right. I cede on that one. Getting a job or changing a job in this economy, I don't know if that would be feasible for me either. I have a part-time job. It would be nice to have a full-time job, but right now that's not happening, so that one's out. Now, keeping a check on expenses and paying down debt, all right, I have to admit, I'm pretty on top of that one. I'm doing pretty good there. I really do balance the old checkbook, and I really do watch the expense, watch the credit cards. Absolutely. I do that, watch my credit line, make sure everything's paid on time because I don't want to end up on the street because I forgot to make my mortgage payment. Now, we are renovating the house. That's part of the grand scheme of things around here. Now, if you listen to me on Friday, I'll tell you that we painted the dining room. It looks beautiful. We just finished it this morning. Everything got done. The dais for the chandelier is done. The ceiling is done. The walls are done. Everything's back in its place. It looks marvy in there. But you know what? When you buy a home, that is not a New Year's resolution, people, you should be making. That is a life commitment because renovating never stops. You finish one project, and you either get the bug to work on another project. Our next project is, well, the living room. That's going to be done next. And then we're going to be working on the bathroom. Like I say, that's not even a resolution as far as I can say. Not a chance. Finding a mate. Some days that's tempting. Where's my husband? Oh, he's upstairs. Okay. learning something new. Well, I learn something new every day. All I have to do is turn on the radio. All I have to do is listen to somebody on Blog Talk Radio. Learn something new every day. But I think what they're actually meaning is taking up, I don't know, guitar lessons or woodworking. Enjoy more travel. I'm not particularly big on the traveling. I haven't been on a plane, to tell you the truth, well, since 9/11. That was the last time I was on a plane. Was around that, I don't know, I want to say era, but do you think it's a little too soon to be referring to something with less than 20, 30 years ago, an era? I mean, I'm beginning to sound like my grandmother. In my era? So no, that one doesn't work for me either. I'm not a big traveler. Spending more time with family. Why? Enough of that. And helping others and doing a service to society. Well, I help others every single day. I think my mere presence is a service to society. So there you go. I think I'm doing all right. But there are some funny ones in here, too, that I thought you would enjoy. Because just for today, I don't want to sit in my living room all day in my nightdress, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move my computer into my bedroom. I will no longer waste my time reliving the past. I will spend more time worrying about the future. And I am not going to bore my boss by the same excuse for taking leave. I will think of some more excuses. I promise I am going to do less laundry and use more deodorant. I will avoid taking a bath whenever possible and conserve more water. I will assure my lawyer that I will never again show up drunk at a custody hearing. I will give up chocolate, and I mean totally, 100%. I mean it. Honest. I will try to figure out why I really need 9 email addresses. I will stop sending emails to my wife or my husband. I will resolve to work with neglected children, and that is starting with my own. I will stop sending email, ICQ, instant messages, and be on the phone at the same time with the same person. I will spend less than 1 hour a day on the internet. But this, of course, will be hard to estimate because I am not a clock watcher. I will read the manual as soon as I can find it. I will think of a password other than password. I will not tell the same story at every get-together. I won't worry so much. I will cut my hair. I will grow my hair. I will stop considering other people's feelings when they so obviously don't consider mine. If that unwatched fellow sits next to me again, I'm going to tell him that he stinks. I will be more imaginative. I will not hang around girls. They think that you love them, and that kind of sucks. And for us ladies, that would be the boys. And, of course, I will not ring the stewardess button on the airplane just to get her phone number. Now, if you were here on Thursday, I played this clip of me and Jeff when we went into archive with our show. Now, a lot of you have heard it, but a lot of you are here in the chat room, I notice, and you probably haven't. But I thought that this is so hilarious, and I know that as soon as Jeff gets back from his Christmas vacation, I am going to open the studio as the mere co-host. And I bet you anything, he's going to remove it. So let's have fun with it before it's gone.
Oh, Kel?
Mm-hmm?
Oh, it's my phone, actually. Just bear with me. Just bear with me.
Hello? Hello, Governor. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Archive with your hosts, Jeff and Cal. You never know what you're going to hear. You know, I don't know what he's doing, but that's okay. I'll just keep talking. But yeah, Don't know whether or not we're going to have a show tomorrow night. Maybe I can fill in and do something, or maybe we can throw up an archive. Either way, something will be going on. But do not forget to listen to the East Anglians EDL radio show Christmas special this Sunday afternoon, okay? And for our friends in the UK, of course, that's Sunday evening.
I'm not sure exactly the time to get back to that, but yeah, that's good.
I can hear him back there. I don't know what on earth he's doing. You know what? One day I'm going to make a blooper reel. This is going into the blooper reel. This is going to be hilarious. I can hear him. I think Jeff thinks we're talking on Skype. I think he forgot he's actually taping a show. Oh, this is hilarious, guys. Oh, I'm loving this.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Can you hear him?
Oh,
this is funny. All right. Jeff forgot he has the show. Way to go, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, from what I can decipher, from what I can hear on my end,
okay.
Is that he is making arrangements for the drop. Okay, I think it's the drop.
Okay.
Don't know what the drop is. Oh, wait a minute. They're discussing the pickup point. Jeff is saying, no, that's not a good pickup point. No, let's do this pickup point. Oh, now they're fighting exactly where the drop is going to be and where the pickup point should be. Oh, those two. Jeff is saying, look, I'm trying to fit the damn Christmas tree in my case. Just give it a rest.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, it looks like they're agreeing on the size of the tree that Jeff is going to stuff into his carry-all. The drop-off and pick-up point.
It should be all right, shouldn't it?
Okay, they've changed topics now.
They're talking
about lamps.
That sounds really cool, Stu. Okay, what I'm doing, because now I've just got to finish the show anyway, and then I'll give them a ring tomorrow then, okay, darling?
All right,
darling, I'll speak to you soon,
Stu. I'll talk to you soon, honey.
Bye, darling, bye.
I love you.
Oh, sorry, Kel. Did you hear me?
Have you decided on the meeting place?
Yes.
And like I say, I know I played that the last show, but I just had to play it again because it might disappear from the studio. But you know what? I have it an MP3 player. I can upload it anytime I want. And there is nothing he can do because, you know what, I have my own show. It's called Red Fox. But you know what, I have one final segment here before we close out. I am down to 15 minutes. I don't know where the time went. But I do want to thank all of you guys for being here with good old Kel here. And, of course, that is at 12 Iggy Mom. And guess what? At 12, or I always say at. You know what it is? It's A-12. A-12 Iggy Mom. She has a fantastic blog, of course, and you can also hear her Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. with on the Halls of Valhalla. And the topic of the segment of that show is called Spin This, and they certainly spin the greatest and the latest news stories on that program. So try to check that one out. I have Anne Vanderleest with me, and Anne is my little brat. She's always getting me with the snowballs. Do you know how often she has pinged me since the beginning of December? Well, we also have Flyover Territory, and that's Eric, and he has his own show right here on Blog Talk Radio as well, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And he may throw up the odd impromptu show, and I love that. And what I do is that, so that I don't miss his show, I put him in my popular. So I'll just check that every night, say around 8 p.m. to see, has he got something going on for 10 tonight? Let's see. We have a guest in the room. Thank you, guest. And we have Holger of the Awakening. He also has a very fine blog and a very fine Blog Talk Radio program here Saturday evenings at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have Azua in the chat with us. And Azua, it's a pleasure to see you back. I know you've been busy of late, but it's always nice to see you again. And, of course, we have Vincent, or is that Lisa, of the Crow and Moore Show. As a matter of fact, they have a show tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the Crow and Moore Show, every Sunday evening. And, of course, I want to thank Mark, who is listening online with us. So, Mark, thank you so very much for being here. Like I say, though, wow, I wanted to share this with you. This is so cute. I just thought you might enjoy this. It actually, it involves the animals of the Chinese zodiac. Not quite New Year's Eve, but it's a really cute parable. So I thought, oh, this is so nice. Now, there are several legends about how the animals were chosen for the Chinese zodiac. Here's one legend. The Jade Emperor is the name of the Emperor of Heaven. Now, long ago in China, the Jade Emperor decided there should be a way of measuring time. On his birthday, he told the animals that there would be a swimming race. The first 12 animals across the fast-flowing river would be the winners, and they would each have a year of the zodiac named after them. So, all the animals, they lined up on the riverbank. The rat and the cat, who were good friends, were worried because they were poor swimmers. Being clever, they asked the strong ox if he would carry them across the river. Of course, said the ox, just climb on my back, and I will take you across. The rat and the cat, they quickly jumped up and were very excited when the ox soon took the lead in the race. They had almost reached the other bank when the rat pushed the cat into the river, leaving him to struggle in the water. Just then, before the ox was about to win the race, the rat leapt off his head and onto the bank to finish first. Well done, said Jade, the emperor, to the proud rat. The first year of the zodiac will be named after you. Now the poor ox, he had been tricked into second place, and the second year of the zodiac was named after him. Now, shortly after that, the exhausted tiger clawed his way to the river bank to claim third place. Swimming across the river had been an enormous struggle for him against the strong currents. The emperor was so delighted with his effort that he named the third year after him. Next to arrive was the rabbit, who hadn't swum across at all. He hopped across on some stepping stones and then found a floating log, which carried him to the shore. I shall be very happy to call the fourth year after you, the surprised Jade Emperor explained. Just then, a kind dragon swooped down to take fifth place. Why didn't you win the race, as you can fly as well as swim? The Jade Emperor asked. I was held up because some people and animals needed water to drink. I needed to make some rain, the dragon explained. Then when I was nearly there here, I saw a poor little rabbit on a log in the water, and I blew a puff of wind so that the log would float to the riverbank. Well, that was very kind of you, and now you are here. you will have the fifth year of the zodiac named after you. The next thing the Jade Emperor heard was the sound of the horse's hooves. Just as he was thinking the horse would be the next animal to arrive, a sneaky snake wriggled out from around one of the horse's hooves. The horse was so surprised that he jumped backwards, giving the snake a chance to take the sixth place in the race. The poor horse had to be satisfied with seventh place. Now, a rafter ride carrying the goat and the monkey and the rooster. They explained to the emperor how they had shared the raft that the rooster had found. The goat and monkey had cleared weeds and pushed the raft to shore. The next animal to finish was the dog. "Why are you so late when you are one of the best swimmers?" "The water in the river was so clean that I had to have a bath on the way," explained the dog. His reward was to have the 11th ear named after him. Now there's one place left in the zodiac, and the emperor wondered when the last winner would come. He had nearly given up when he heard a grunt from the boar. "You took a long time to cross the river," the emperor said. "I was hungry and stopped to eat," explained the boar. "After the meal, I felt so tired that I fell asleep." "You still have done well. The last year of the zodiac will be named after you." As for the cat who had been pushed into the water by the rat, he finally crawled out of the water, but was too late to have a year named after him. He felt very cross with the rat, and since then, cats have never been friends with rats. From that day to this Chinese zodiac, they have followed this cycle of years named after these 12 animals. So if you put your birth date in to see what animal you belong to, you will find it. And like I say, the Chinese zodiac, I thought you'd find that interesting. Okay, that's it. I am all done. I really do want to thank all of you guys for being here. I want to thank all of you guys who always come back and support this show, because if there was no you, there would be no us. You are so supportive. Jeff really appreciates it. And like I say, he is spending a very well-deserved vacation, Christmas vacation with his family. He is actually, I spoke to him on the phone not too long ago. He is visiting with relatives he has not seen in 10 years. So he is having a very fine, peaceful Christmas, New Year holiday. But whether or not he's back here on Thursday, he expects to be home Thursday afternoon. And I know he's very, very anxious to get back in the seat and get things going again. And we will. Once the holidays settle down and we all get back into our routines, life will be that much easier, won't it? It's not that I don't enjoy Christmas and New Year's and everything else, but sometimes it just kind of disjoints your schedule, things that you're used to. So it'll be nice to settle back. It will. Be nice to go to a show and whatever. Go back to work. Get your routine back. Get your life back. But like I say, I'm done. Oh, boy. And where is my song I want to play for you? Here it is. But on that note, this is our very last show of 2012. We will see you in 2013. Everybody, please have a wonderful, happy, happy New Year. I hope it's as wonderful as I'm sure your Christmas has been. And on that note, I'm going to close it up and say good night, everybody, and thank you.
So change. find some place simple where